Hello, and welcome once again to another episode of Crash Bang's Workshop, a podcast that gives photography advice with a World of Warcraft twist. We're your hosts. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Furious.
And that's Crash Bang, who apparently goes into a hissy fit every time a certain worgen's name is mentioned.
You'd throw a temper tantrum, too, if you had to put up with the same shenanigans.
And how many times have I and or my property been damaged? Mr. Trust Me, This Is Perfectly Safe?
Okay, your point is duly noted. But even with your encounters in my workshop, you've never had to limp home over several miles after using your irreparably damaged helm to dig yourself out of a shallow grave.
Irreparably damaged?
He chewed my head until the spikes broke off my helmet. They were a key structural feature, not to mention an important aesthetic flair. They literally and figuratively brought the whole piece together. When he was done, he buried me in his backyard like some kind of discarded bone.
Okay, so he ruined one helmet. You always go on about how goggles are better anyway.
I can't wear goggles around he who must not be named. They do nothing.
So I take it you're not going to read this week's question?
Not on your life. Or mine, for that matter.
Fine, then I guess I'll do it. Synergy writes, during an adventure recently in Wormrest Temple, facing the minions of the Worldbreaker himself, Deathwing, I saw something that brought me straight to you. As we cheered gleefully in our own wonderment with the downed body of Warmaster Blackhorn behind us, a photo opportunity had arisen. As I readied the team for a triumphant portrait, I stood and gasped at the horror that transpired before me. Drathan's face. Yes, Drathan, your nightmarish predator who wants to chew on you. He's really a nice lupine if you get to know him.
Lies and trickery.
Was incredibly green. It was no doubt due to my astronomical healing waves of epic proportions. Here is my dilemma. How do I get that green out of the picture? I do not want to see the face of a wretched orc next to me after a glorious battle. I thank you kindly, and have attached a statue in my liking, with a stance to show off my aura of greatness as the elements surround me. So, I can't help but notice that there isn't a statue.
I assumed that it may have been booby-trapped by the evil one, who we now know was an orc in disguise this whole time. After a rudimentary scanning found nothing out of the ordinary, I bisected it, ground it into dust, set the dust on fire, irradiated it, cooked it for 20 minutes after preheating the oven to 450 degrees, placed it in a box, placed that box in another box, and then mailed it to myself, and then smashed it with a hammer.
So, Synergy, how about we go ahead and answer your question? A color correction can be a pain, to be certain. Cameras are notorious for not dealing with light the same way human eye does, particularly in low light conditions. I don't think it would have helped in this case, but professional photographers will often use light meters and gray cards to attempt to capture everything just as it appears, which usually prevents unseemly events such as party members turning green.
Or maybe the camera revealed him for what he really is! The camera doesn't lie, Aaron. They don't even mention cake!
That's a misconception, Crash. Cameras lie all the time. It's just that they do so in a very convincing manner. Nevertheless, it's possible that Dre was in fact green thanks to a debuff of some sort. If this was merely a green tint due to lighting issues, it would be easy to color correct in Photoshop or some other editing app. But WoW debuffs tend to replace all colors with some other color. The only thing that doesn't change is the value, or how light or dark the original color was. When this happens, you're left with 4 or 5 choices.
Choice 1. Vote to kick the orc traitor.
No, Crash. The choices are 1. Wait for the debuff to wear off. This can be difficult if the boss's corpse disappears quickly like Sarfang in ICC. 2. Take a second picture afterwards and edit the two together, which would sort of defeat the purpose of properly commemorating the event. 3. Try to replace all the incorrect colors in the image with an editing program, which I don't recommend unless you're quite skilled at digital painting already. Or 4. Apply some sort of filter to make the entire image grayscale or monochromatic. A sepia setting is commonly used, although a black and white image is also traditional and a classic way to avoid all color correction issues.
You should still probably nuke him from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
So I think it's about time to wrap up the show. If you have a question for Crash Bang, and don't want to get nuked from orbit, apparently, you can send it to his Twitter account at crashbang_g. Of course, you can also go to this show's website, aaronbsmith.com/crashbang. In addition to submitting questions there, you'll find links to subscribe to the show, previous episodes, and links to our various projects. Until next time, this is Aaron and Crash Bang reminding you to keep your camera at the ready and spay or neuter your worgen.
Aaron, that has to be the first outro you've ever done that I actually enjoyed. Well played.
Thanks, I thought you'd like that.
You've been listening to the Crash Bangs Workshop Podcast. Music for the show has been provided by Kevin McLeod. Find these tracks and more at incompetech.com. This show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. Share and remix it all you like, but be sure to give credit where credit is due, and don't make money off of it, or a raid group full of gnomish lawyers will track you down. And no one wants that.